Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
Welcome to the SDF
Hello
conference.
Hello and welcome.
One
this
other party is in this
SDF
conference.
Open VoIP. To join the conversation, please dial 929-299-1269. That's 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269. Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Two other parties. Well, anyway, this is Jazz Maz on SDF VoIP. This is Jazz Maz on SDF VoIP on anonradio.net. For those that would like to call in and talk, the number is 929-299-1269 or extension 1088 from your SDF Voice over IP account. More information about the telephone system at SDF can be found in the tutorial section at sdf.org. Okay. Yeah. It seems like on and off over the course of maybe the last year, I think, kind of intermittent routing problems between AT&T networks and the data center where SDF is, often later at night, kind of frequently on a Tuesday night or a Friday night seems to be more pronounced, but that's probably because I tend to listen into programming live on those nights, so it's probably happens to be coincidentally when I happen to notice that effect, because Anon Radio has some problems, or I should say my MP3 player has some problems remaining connected to Anon Radio during some of the live programming in those time slots when this sort of thing happens. Don't know. I'm calling in on my mobile phone tonight because I'm sure that if I called in on the VoIP service, it would be very problematic. It would probably be very jittery at best, if not, you know, dropping out frequently. I wish whatever was going on would correct itself. Like I was saying to some people, it seems like from my perspective, my IP traffic exits at a router in AT&T, an AT&T router in the Seattle, Washington area, and then gets reflected back elsewhere. I think the last time I got trace route data, it was going from the AT&T network in Seattle to somewhere in Pennsylvania, back down to Indianapolis, around to Chicago again, and then back to Seattle.
Open VoIP 929-299-1269.
So, who knows? Be nice if it actually got fixed at some point. And then sometimes I wonder if it's, you know, SDF Mastodon DDoSing itself across.